Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and I'm joined today by Marion County Conservation Officer Ken Kenyon, talking about state and local deer population and hunting.
Thanks for joining us today, Ken. We'd like to talk to you about deer population and what you guys feel over at the DNR needs to be done.
Well, when the deer population peaked, there's obviously a problem with we had too many deer. And so we started bringing those numbers down. One way that we brought those numbers down was to put out more antlerless tags for hunters to harvest those deer, more antlerless deer during the season. Now, if we look at the map of the state of Iowa, you can see that we hardly offer those antlerless tags anymore to the northwest, and the populations have come down to where they're manageable now. In the southeast portion and the south portion of the state, we'll still have antlerless tags available because of the higher densities of deer.
What does it look like in central Iowa or in and around Marion County?
Marion County is kind of a tricky one for deer for several reasons. We have the most public hunting acres of any county in the state, and we also have lots of parks and refuges for those deer to get into. So it's always is a little bit tougher management in Marion County than surrounding counties. But right now our population is definitely coming down, but we'll still see antlerless tags in the next few years to bring it down a little bit more.
Maybe not in numbers, but in philosophy, what type of balance are you looking for to where you guys will feel comfortable with the deer population?
Usually in philosophy, it would be we look at crop damage for one indicator on the deer population, and then another in general one that a lot of citizens like to look at is deer car collisions. So once that gets down to a suitable number, once the population densities reach a acceptable level for the people of the county or the people of that area, then they kind of pull back and we don't hear as much complaints, wildlife complaints in that area. So once those wildlife complaints go down, then we feel through our surveys and through those complaints that then the population is at a place where that area feels good about the density of that population.
What are some of the questions that you guys typically receive at the DNR regarding Iowa hunting?
Most of the hunting questions that we receive just by phone are what type of licenses do I need to have for the seasons that I want to hunt? Most of the time we can answer those over the phone, but people can also find answers to those licensing questions either by looking up the regulations on the internet or by picking up a regulation book at any place where they sell licenses.
What's maybe something that you wish people knew but they don't even know that it's a question they should be asking?
One of the biggest questions that we try to get to all whenever we do a school, whenever we go into the schools and talk about the natural resources, one thing we always talk about that we would like everybody to know that if they come across wild creatures, that they don't necessarily have to pick those up and take them home, that they should just leave them where they're at, and that either if they're babies or injured, either they'll take care of themselves or their moms will come back and take care of them. So we don't want to pick up those wild animals and take them home. We want to just leave them in the wild.
Is it because it ends up causing more problems than good?
Typically, there's usually nothing wrong with the younger critters. They just are not used to being out of the nest or out of the den yet. And so people can't be in possession of those young critters. Once they do take them into possession, then we have to find rehabilitators that can take care of those critters. When if we would have just left them alone, their mother would have come and got them and moved them to a safe place.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to our guest, Ken Kenyon, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.